Welcome to the Week in Review with the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Jessica Alsman.
And I'm Grace Yinger, and we're here to bring you our favorite clips from the show this week. So, Jess?
Yeah. Well, Chopper, a very kind listener, dropped off some gifts for the whole gang this week. Check it out.
I heard your show was great. You and Drew and who was it?
Dave Dyer. Dyer, okay. Oh, yeah, we had a really good time. And a gentleman by the name of Chopper brought us all gifts. He brought us
This is exciting.
Walking sticks.
Really?
Yes. Now,
can I see them?
I bet mine's the shortest.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Is that Christie's?
Yeah, whose name is on that? They should be at the top.
They look very much like props in the TV show Survivor.
Yeah.
They have their hand carved. I can't really see them.
I thought they were Australian, definitely Aborigines would use.
Okay.
Hand
so Chopper is a whittler?
He carved the name in there, see?
Oh, yeah, there's Josh. Yeah,
that's very
Josh.
Nice.
So that's mine.
That's
very
nice. Yeah,
it's kind of a South Pacific feel, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
South Pacific.
Not the
or
music,
are they
never
going to
that.
Turn into weapons and we're all going to start beating
that's
each other?
Christy.
Oh.
But there's a problem.
Well, he may not have done. It's a lie. It's a lie. Yeah, Christy with a lie. That's all right.
It's a fake name. You spell it any way you want.
Tom. Yeah, there you go. And so then
how many of them are there?
There's four.
Okay,
there are four of us.
So naturally.
That'd be yours.
Oh, and this one's Bob. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yes. So there isn't a chick?
No, wow. Chopper neglected to make one for Chopper.
Well, how's your mom going to come and hit you with it if you don't have one?
This does take me back to the old pool table, I got to tell you.
Editor's note, chick's mom used to hit him with a pool cue. By the way, we have corporal punishment in the news today.
Only
no kidding.
Yeah.
Pocket.
Yeah, we have
four of them and Christy, Tom, Josh, and Bob.
Maybe he's still working on yours.
There you go. Maybe does he?
If Chopper, if you're listening, please do one for Ace. Do one for Dean.
Well, he did. He made one for Drew Hastings. He made one for Dave Dyer.
Oh, that's great.
Made one really.
Actually, Chick, and I'm not lying. He made two for Drew Hastings.
Thank you so much, Chopper. We all love our sticks. I got mine. What about you, Jess?
Got mine. Yeah. Bailey.
Yep.
Spangle.
Love it.
Yeah.
Josh loves his stick every night. Takes two hands to handle my stick.
Yeah.
Tom, never misses an opportunity.
Tom's is the biggest. Grace, what else did you like this week?
Well, the topic of wedding dresses came up, and of course, we had to visit one of Christie's.
Got an email, Christy.
All right.
You had the news story about the wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, the story was in Willowick, Ohio.
A woman was looking.
This lady was looking for a wedding dress, found someone else's dress from 37 years ago that had been left at the dry cleaner. This comes to us from, let's just say E.
All right.
Been married for 17 years. While cleaning this year, I threw my wife's wedding dress away.
Uh-oh.
How does that happen?
He goes, I didn't think she'd care. Apparently, I was wrong.
Ooh.
It's a short letter.
Whoopsie.
I'm sure Eric is back.
Don't you have it? One of those.
Did I say just Eric? To me.
I'm sorry. Oops. Sorry, Eric. I meant E. Edward was his name.
Wow.
No, not Eric.
Put a fake name on anything. You
just
send
said
us.
E. Signed Eric.
Yep.
Sorry. I really should have thought about that more.
Don't you put them in space bags and put them up in the attic? Right?
Yeah, mine was at the dry cleaner. They do some.
Oh, they store it?
Yeah, they store it for you and
so
put it in a bag.
It's in a box. Where is it?
In a box under the bed in the guest room.
Oh, okay. And
I think.
You haven't. Again, we have Chick and I have both offered some serious cash.
Maybe on a shelf in the linen closet.
For you to put it on and dance. And what does she have to do?
You get drunk and then look in the mirror and just.
Are you happily married people can kiss my ass?
I object. I should have objected.
and you have to wear it to dinner at a fast food place.
Yeah.
Well, I'm single and I don't have a wedding dress yet. So, Jess, what about you?
I've had one for like 8 years. And my cat doesn't mind when I wear it. She just curls up in the tulle. In fact, she even sent me a Valentine card because I love my cat.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. As always, you can find us on bobandtom.com, bobandtomstore.com, where you can get yourself...
Hey, get a Christy Lee shirt.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted.
Sans Cat Lady. And we'll see you next week.